You are listening to a meditation by Catherine Cooper, recorded on Sunday, May 31st, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you. Pentecost is one of those church holidays that I never thought much about when I was growing up. It was the Sunday when everyone wore red, and the scripture was read in as many languages as were spoken in the congregation. It was always a celebration of tongues, of many voices in many languages, proclaiming the same pouring out of the Holy Spirit. But I never questioned any of it. I participated in those services with the faith of a child who believes that, of course, all people everywhere were touched by the Holy Spirit, that each person holds a piece of that fire inside them, and that is how we recognize God in each other. I've been thinking about it a lot more recently, asking questions in these weeks leading up to Pentecost. The world seems incredibly divisive to me. Even when we are speaking the same language, we don't seem to understand each other. People speak, but we don't listen. And when we speak different languages, the barriers seem even more insurmountable. I now work in a politically divided office and live in a politically divided town in the Deep South. It has made me appreciate how challenging it is to see that fire, to acknowledge that core of the Holy Spirit in each person I meet, because I struggle. I struggle with it terribly. I struggle when talking with people whose views and values are so different from my own, just as I am sure that they struggle when they talk with me. Where once it was easy to look for that fire when I was younger, now it takes effort and discipline. I still believe it is there. It's just harder for me to see. One of the best parts of writing meditations, which I never would have learned if Andre hadn't volunteered me a few years ago, is that it forces me to stop and think and reflect on the scriptures and how they relate to each other. That was again true for Pentecost and has helped me a great deal in finding new ways to think about the stories in the lectionary this Sunday. I had heard the story of the fall of Babel, but had never examined it closely or thought of it in context with Pentecost. In Genesis, the Lord sees what the people have made when building the city, and he says, "Look, they are one people and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there so that they will not understand one another's speech." And then the Lord scattered the people across the earth and they stopped building the city. What struck me in this passage is that God acknowledges what we can do when we are united, what we can accomplish when we work together. Nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. And that, even in a story where we have to ask why, is an innately hopeful thing. Because when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost, we were given the gift of understanding each other once again, regardless of where we come from, our backgrounds, or what languages we speak. It was a gift, an opportunity, and a challenge. God poured out the Holy Spirit on all flesh to speak as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, for some of us, that may not actually be language. As many of you know, I am not gifted in languages. I barely remember my high school Spanish, and I elected to take ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs in college, which is not particularly useful. But we were given other ways to communicate. As we discussed last week, art and music are ways that we can transcend language, that we can relate to and share with one another. Even though we do not all find the same meaning in any given work, it can give us a point of reference, a place where we can come together, regardless of language or background. And so Pentecost leaves us with hope and a twofold challenge. First, to determine what tongue the Holy Spirit has given us and how we can use that to relate to each other across barriers. For me, this has mostly been through art. For others, it is music or science or nature. And for some, it really is a gift of tongues. Even though sharing these gifts can make us feel vulnerable, I know that I still struggle with sharing anything that I create. It is how we let that spirit inside of us, that seed of holy fire, shine. The second challenge is to see past the rhetoric that surrounds us every day, to see past the barriers that we and others throw up. We need to practice seeing the Holy Spirit in those we meet, to recognize it and understand it, because we were given back that gift, the opportunity to understand. And when we figure it out, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. As always, the poets say things more clearly, succinctly, and powerfully than I ever could. So I want to leave you with lyrics from a song by Lila Gilday, an artist from Yellowknife, called One Drum. Come here in many forms, embrace the sounds you make. We will speak here in many tongues. Join the circle with your mask down. You will see the plans you make. Amen.